District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Welcome to District 32 Business Radio. I'm Jen McGinley, and today we are joined by Peter Seidel, who is going to talk to us about property management, and more specifically, how do we decide how to invest in a property that's going to yield us some income? Very hot topic. Hi, Peter. Welcome.
Hi, Jenny. It's great to be here today. And
thanks for being here. So, lots of people see owning a property as an immediately lucrative way to make money, a way to make money straight away. Is that the case? If you invest in a property, are you going to make money next month, the month after?
Look, in my opinion, it's a little bit more to it. I think the journey actually will start when you're considering to start investment into the property, to do your homework. Mm-hmm. It's not only going and I like this place and I'm going to buy it and because I like it and I have the attachment to it, then it doesn't guarantee that it will be great investment property.
Okay.
Before you do the decisions, it's good to do the research and contact the experienced property manager, because they will give you the advice how much the property can actually achieve down the track and give you a projections how the property can perform, but also you can get the history how the suburbs actually perform in the past, which you can indicate and find out if this is the wise investment for you. That would be the first step. The second step, it's when you actually purchase the property and you own the investment, how to achieve the best income, and that's coming with the how you're going to market the property and how you're going to position the property on the market, which means the presentation is the key. Lots of people coming with the questions, why do I need professional photos? And my answer on it, it's you need it, because when you want to achieve the best outcome, you need to present the property the best way possible. If we're running around taking a photo with our phone, and I'm not an experienced photographer, the difference between the professional photographer, it's huge. When you look at it these days, and you considering that the 80% people searching on the properties on the mobile devices, then you will actually see only photo. Then if the photo sits right, it will actually hook the potential tenants or the potential client to actually rent the property. And this applies not only on the residential, but also on the commercial property.
Okay.
Then again, what we took it at Exceed one step further, what we start doing and providing is to do the 3D tour, which also generate the plan, the floor plan for the property. Then potential client has actually the options to walk through the place, but also see the plans. Because let's face it, if you're located on the East Coast and you're thinking to move to WA, it's very difficult for you to actually see the property or inspect it. But if you're able to see the floor plans and have a tour through the property, you can make the decision. And you can shortlist the property which you may be applying or renting.
Okay, so you'd recommend a 3D video for all properties on a website that people want to look at. Would that be like a thing that people would look to have as standard, a 3D video?
I think the marketing it's changing, and it's a fast-paced industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the clients are more and more demanding. Then a couple of years ago, we couldn't even imagine that we would do the professional photos for the rental properties, because the market was simply in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the market is actually in a different place, then the presentations is the key. A couple of years ago, we even couldn't imagine that there would be the 3D tours available.
Mm-hmm.
some of the sales agencies, they actually start implementing it, but it didn't come with a great success. I think now is the time when the virtual reality is coming into the play, the 3D glasses getting more and more available, and the young generations is stepping into the market. They definitely like to play with this techs and actually make it more advanced.
The technology. And is that something that would be standard for all sizes of property, from maybe a one bedroom to maybe a commercial property?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's important not to look on it that it's a one bedroom property, because again, you want to present it the best way possible. As a commercial, when you actually look at it, it's a business. You are a very busy person. You're looking for the potential office or potential warehouse. And you from the seat of your home, you can actually, from your chair, you can actually go and walk through and see the floor plan before you actually going there, and you actually wasting your time to go and have a look, which is quite common if you're going to have a look on the marketing campaigns which are on the internet or the providers where you can find the available properties. You can see how hard it's to find a properties with the floor plans, including a residential for rent or a commercial.
Okay. And do you think it's still then valid to have the marketing, the brochures and the leaflets for the properties? Do you think they still have a place in property management?
What's happening at this moment is that once you get the people, once you receive the inquiries and organize the time with them to show them show the property to the prospective clients, they always like to get something and take away that it's actually remind them that they went through the place. Or quite often now they make a notes on it if they like it or if they don't like it, and they can review it at home, and they have the contact details. But I think it's getting more and more digitalized, and the communication and providing the information to the potential clients, it's different, and it's we are more and more relying that the brochure, it's actually not printed out but emailed directly to the client.
Okay, so it's emailed to them and they can look at it on their computer or on their mobile device, which is probably more common.
Which is happening more and more. These days you have people coming, running around with the mobile phones, with the iPads, they're making notes, they're taking photos. What's actually changed, and again, it wasn't a couple of years ago, more and more people using the technology when they are located in the different country or in the different state. And we are actually able to use the video link using a Skype or using a
video
Zoom or using this technology that we can actually give the tours through the property with the phone, and again helping to capture the interest and the potential client.
Okay.
Because that's ultimately what the investor is looking for, not to have a property which is empty and vacant. We're looking to actually rent the property that it's actually start generating the income, which is which we're trying to achieve in reasonable time frame.
Okay, yeah, because obviously the longer a property is empty, it's not making money. So is there a big cost implication for clients that would like to have the 3D videos done on their property? Does that cost more from the property management side? Would that be a higher charge for a client?
Depending which company you choose, we at Exceed, we decided to go a different path because we're trying to be a little bit more innovative, and we actually doing our 3D tours in-house. Then we actually train the staff, and we have dedicated person who can actually do it, and we managed to make the cost very similar for the 3D tours, which is including the still photos as well. and are very competitive with the normal photographer. Yeah.
Okay, and that's one aspect of the marketing of a property. And how else do you market these properties?
Majority of the inquiries which we are receiving, or the potential clients we receive, it's from the realestate.com, mm-hmm. rivadomain.com. Mm-hmm. There is a number of the other smaller websites which they don't have as much traffic. But then obviously it's coming with the cost for the services. It's always good. My tip and my advice, it's to be on the one of the biggest one. Choose the one and pay a little bit extra for the biggest exposure you can get, which will give you a better results than trying to be with the smaller ad on the as many websites.
Okay, that's a great tip. And in terms of people owning property who want to make money on their property, is that something that people should expect to make money immediately from owning a property, not to live in, but owning a property to make money on? Can they buy a property today, rent it out next week, and then start to make money on it next month? Or is it?
They actually, the expectations are, it's a long run. It's an investment property. Mm-hmm. It's a long-term game. Mm-hmm. When you actually think about it, then the properties will start generate income very quickly, mm-hmm. depending where the market is.
Sure.
When you can speed up the process to find the tenants quicker, applying few tips which I can give you a little bit later, but then generally you're looking under the capital gain of the investments,
okay,
which is coming hand to hand with the sales market. Mm-hmm. If you're there in the 1 or 2 years, the probability that the capital gain will grow, it's very low. But if you look at the properties which been purchased 15 years ago and you review the value now, mm-hmm. you will realize that there's a massive capital grow, and quite often the property doubling the price. Mm-hmm. Then if you're looking for secure investment and good superannuation, then it's definitely worth it to make a plan to keep the property to 10, 15 years. Because the market will go a little bit down, a little bit up, mm-hmm. but on the end of the day, when you think where the market is now, it will definitely move forward. And I think you will see a grow in the 10, 15 years. That would be my advice. Don't rush it. Make the right decision. Talk to your property manager before you actually making the purchase.
Okay.
Because then you can get the advice how much rent you can actually achieve. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually make a plan how you can cover your mortgage and how to proceed with the investments. Don't forget to have a chat with your tax accountant.
Okay.
Because quite often, always, all the fees are actually tax deductible.
Okay. So before you buy a property, just finally, Peter, how can you, what's the best way to quickly have tenants in your property to have it making money for you straight away?
The best approach is to present the property the best way possible, get the professional photos, choose the right property manager who is available to show the property 7 days a week. Mm. And the last tip is to meet the demand, because vacant property doesn't bring you any income. If you actually think about it in the numbers, if you have to adjust the rent by $50, you probably lose over the year $2,500. Mm-hmm. But if the property it's vacant, you're losing $400 each week.
Okay.
The other important thing is to screen and find the right tenant for the property. Quite often you have on the news the stories when the private landlord rented the property to a person who he felt sorry for them. They end up with this 3 times on the courts. They have a massive loss on the rent because the tenant's not paying rent. And it's generally in these cases are when it's not managed by the property manager.
Okay. Thank you very much, Peter Seidel from Exceed Property Management, for joining us today.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts, 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday, on District 32, the power of connection.